We're talking with Jared Taylor, who is very well known by anybody who pays any attention, for example, to the Southern Poverty Law Center, which I do, because they don't like me either. But, you know, how would you describe yourself? I mean, you know, obviously a lot of people say, Jared Taylor, racist. What's your response to that?
Well, my usual response is, when somebody calls you a racist, that's name-calling. And when you start calling somebody names, that's the most graceless way of admitting you've lost the argument. I like to know what is wrong with what I say. And what I point out, 99% of it is absolutely obvious. The fact that people prefer the company of people like themselves. I mean, blacks do, Asians do, Hispanics do, and my God, even white people do. But if white people say that, then for some reason they're bigots and hate mongers.
You say that minorities actually they understand exactly what you're saying.
Well, exactly right. If I talk about the fact that white people might take a dim view of the fact the country is becoming increasingly non-white, a black person will say, well, yeah, I understand that, because they like to be in areas that have a black feel, a black texture, a black way of life, their culture. They appreciate, they enjoy their culture. They wouldn't want to see theirs being shoved aside by newcomers either. They understand that. It's only whites who say, wait a minute, this is diversity, man. You've got to enjoy this diversity. Well, of course, for white people to celebrate diversity is simply to celebrate their own dwindling numbers of influence.
I don't understand
why I'm supposed to celebrate that.
Their own dispossession.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact.
Exactly.
You know, it's an interesting thing, too. We hear the mantra all the time that diversity is our strength. what's your answer to that?
Well, anybody who thinks even for about 30 seconds seriously about that subject will realize that diversity is a huge and never-ending source of tension. If you look not just in the United States but all around the world, where are people most diligently slitting each other's throats? It's where there are populations that differ in religion, race,
and it's all about habitat. It's all about habitat.
That's right. If they're sharing the same territory, they do not get along. And I devote two chapters in this book, White Identity, to cataloging just how terrible diversity is in prisons, for example.
Or self-segregated.
In California. They self-segregate because if they are stuck in the same cells, they kill each other.